Here's a safety tip from the fire department. Kitchen grease fires can be quickly and safely extinguished by dousing them with a mixture of benzene and lighter fluid. Apply quickly and stand clear. True fact. More children in the United States are molested each year than wear braces. I'd like to know the suicide rate among people who call in to radio psychologists and actually follow the advice they get. I have no regrets in life, although I am kind of sorry I never got to beat a man to death while wearing a tuxedo. There's a message window that comes up on my computer screen whenever I type in a command the computer doesn't like. It says, "Fuck you, I don't do that." When people use the phrase "call it quits," why do they use the plural? It would make more sense to say, "I'm going to call it quit." I recently witnessed something I'll never forget, an eclipse of the Earth. But because it was an eclipse of the Earth, there was no place to look. So I looked at the Earth, and as I did, the Earth got very dark. But the period of darkness was brief because of how close we are to the Earth. Remember, kids, never look directly at an eclipse. Always get someone else to tell you about it. The National Rifle Association reminds its members never fire a gun at your own body unless you're trying to seriously injure yourself. As part of those displays that honor rock stars in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I think they should show the amount of money each artist spent on drugs year by year. Also, it wouldn't be a bad idea to list which drugs the artists were taking while recording particular songs and albums, just so we'd all know. True fact. In 1733, the Russian army had a treatment for soldiers who suffered severe homesickness. At the first sign of the condition, they buried the soldier alive. That's good. I like people who go right to the heart of a problem. Do you have any perfectly good possessions you don't need? Send them to Ill Will Industries, where our completely healthy and able-bodied employees earn money by breaking things and rendering them useless. Call Ill Will. Help those who are already doing fine. I'm in favor of anything that destabilizes the Republic. Regarding the Menendez brothers, my opinion is that you can rarely get two kids to agree to kill their parents unless the parents really deserve it. True fact. Purina now has a cat food made especially for cats who live indoors. Indoor cat food for indoor cats. Meanwhile, I'm sure you're aware that some human beings have no food at all. The worst thing about email is that you can't interrupt the other person. You have to read the whole fucking thing, and then email them back, pointing out all their mistakes and faulty assumptions. It's frustrating, and it's time-consuming. God bless phone calls. I cannot understand a grown man whose name is Fuzzy, and who actually allows people to call him that. Do these guys really introduce themselves that way? Hi, I'm Fuzzy. If some guy said that to me, I'd say to him, "Well, you don't look very fuzzy to me." If you vote once, you're considered a good citizen. If you vote twice, you face 4 years in jail. In this country, alcohol is hardly ever seen as a drug problem. Instead, we think of it as more of a driving problem. Life is simple. Your happiness will be based completely on luck and genetics. Everything comes down to luck and genetics. And when you think about it, even your genetics is luck. Seems as though I never get to do the foxtrot anymore. What's going on with these people who tell you to have a safe trip? I would never tell a person that, because if they died, it would really feel creepy. If I had been in charge of reorganizing the government's security agencies into a homeland defense organization, I would have divided the responsibilities into two agencies. The Bureau of What the Fuck Was That? And the Department of What the Fuck Are We Gonna Do Now? Don't you get tired of this simple-minded Laura Bush nonsense about children reading, or reading to children, or teaching children to read, or reading to children about teaching, or whatever the fuck it is? What is it with these Bush women? His mother, the big silver douchebag, was into the same sort of nonsense. These women should not be encouraging children to read. They should be encouraging children to question what they read. Content is far more important than the mere act of sitting with your mother and dragging your eyes across text. By the way, I noticed that apparently the idea of teaching children to read didn't work when Barbara tried it on George.